This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This shocked me. I'm naive. I mean, the older I get, the more naive I get. And this headline caught my eye, where 1 in 8 teenage girls, actually, and boys experience this too, are victims of reproductive coercion. And I don't know if you guys have heard of this term. I remember hearing of this term. I just didn't think it was this common, where you're forced to get pregnant. It could be in the form of rape. It could be in the form of blackmail. It could be in the form of, I'll leave you if you don't have my baby. And this is happening in high schools. Now, the reason why I think I'm naive is when I was in high school, no one wanted to get pregnant. I mean, the last thing you wanted is to have a baby, and then you'd have to drop out of school and have to then support the baby, support mom. And it was just something that I think it was, you know, every teenage high school boy's biggest nightmare is to get somebody pregnant. And now we're hearing that this is a pretty common thing where people in relationships, and in this particular study they looked at girls, but it happens, you know, with boys as well, but they looked at 550 sexually active girls. They were between the ages of 14 and 19, and 17% had reported sexual abuse and physical abuse, and unfortunately we know that number is underestimated and underreported, but 1 in 8 reported feeling coerced and or tricked into getting pregnant. Now, there are people out there, it's very rare, where they want to plant their seed and they want to, I don't know, fertilize everything, all right? I mean, they want to impregnate as many as possible and get their baby out there. But I guess there are people that, yeah, they just want one or two babies, and they are urging you by a whole variety of means. Like, one trick they do is messing up the birth control pills, putting dummy pills where the regular pills should be. Another thing they're doing is manipulating the condom, where they're poking holes in the condom. We've heard about that. You know, there's a, we talked about stealthing. Stealthing has happened where you consent to having sex, and you're like, as long as there's a condom. And they're like, yeah, condom, we're good. So you're in the act, and they decide to, in the middle of the act, slip off the condom in stealth mode and then go back in. And so, you know, we heard of some rare cases of stealthing last year. We were talking about that. I think it's a criminal offense. I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the statutes are in every state. But, you know, that's assault, because you are exposing them to fluid and STDs, etc. But, you know, if any of you guys have a teenage girl, I don't have your head in the sand. You know, they say, well, you know what, if my daughter is being coerced into something, I'll know. No, you won't know. They even said in the study there really weren't red flags. In girls that had normal relationships versus girls that had this coercion, there was no red flags. So, you know, and your daughter isn't going to want to talk to you guys about it, you know, because she may really, really love her boyfriend. She may not be hip on the idea of getting pregnant and having a baby and having to go through the whole 9 months, right, and then give birth. And, oh, gosh, that was like, for any of us women that had to give birth, you know, guys are always like, oh, you guys are so lucky. You are so lucky that you get to experience childbirth. Oh, hell no. That was the scariest thing. I mean, I love my kids, but man, being pregnant, Lord have mercy. I mean, first, I don't understand this whole, you know, pregnancy buzz and pregnancy glow. As soon as I got pregnant, I was constipated. I started gaining weight. Your boobs hurt. I mean, you can't even knock into anybody at the grocery store. Somebody hits you with a broom. It's like really painful. And you're like, why is that happening? And then you start breaking out. I remember I was like so broken out. And my friend, Dr. Steve Lampinen, looks at me and he goes, oh, man, you're glowing. Look, I'm not glowing. Hey, it's called acne. There's nothing glowing about it. Yeah, he didn't know what to say to me because I was fat and pimply, you know. And then you're also constipated. And the progesterone is really, really high. And then everybody's like, well, you know what? How much longer do you have left? Well, I have 4 months left, or I have 2 months left, or I have 1 month left. And they're like, okay, well, the light's at the end of the tunnel. No, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel means you aren't going to be in labor for days. I was 5 days of contractions. Five, not even Braxton Hicks. We're talking contractions. So we'll go to the hospital after day two or three, but we weren't ready. You know, I wasn't dilating, baby wasn't ready to come out, so I just had to sit home and have every 10-minute contractions. It was like the most miserable thing. It's worst 5 days of my, I don't want to say worst 5 days because I had the baby and I love him, but that was miserable. And then, you know, giving birth, that's no easy task. I was a resident at the time, and so everybody in the hospital and their mother knew me, so everybody wanted to be there, you know, because I was giving birth. They're like, everybody get the hell out, right? You know, I had to be on a bedpan for, like, I don't know, part of it. And my friend comes in, Dr. Romanoff, and goes, hey, Dolly, what's going on? Is the baby coming yet? I go, I'm on a bedpan. Get the hell out of here. So there was, like, no privacy at all. No privacy. And I was like, oh, it's okay. You're a doctor. No, trust me, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. So, no. And then, you know, baby comes out. And then you're just, you're like, Gumby with, everything, and you were like one of those Nickelodeon slime games for like weeks. And then your husband doesn't want to touch you. He's like, I don't even know what I can touch. And they're like, just the elbow, okay? Just the elbow, and we're good. So anyway, so, you know, it's a scary thing. So to think that these teenagers are feeling coerced or, you know, and there's people out there that want to have a baby while they're teenagers, it doesn't make any sense. But you got some weird people, but 1 in 8, so don't be naive, all right? You know, first of all, your children shouldn't be having sex. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't think teenagers should be having sex. I just don't. I just don't think they're mentally prepared for it. I don't think they realize all the stuff that could happen, you know, in terms of stealthing and things like that and STDs, you know. And so I would have that talk. But if you don't think that's going to fly with them, then have an honest talk about the risks and make sure they're prepared, whether it's condoms, whether it's birth control. Maybe do like a depo, another type of birth control so nobody can mess with it. 1-877, that's Allie, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so in Missouri, there was a panic at another Walmart. I don't know if you guys heard about that. And a 20-year-old man wearing body armor, carrying a loaded rifle with more than 100 rounds of munition, was stopped before he could do anything. And this was police in Springfield. And they were able to stop him at a Walmart store on Thursday. Formal charges of making a terrorist threat in the first degree are now pending. His name is Dmitry Andreychenko. Apparently, officers arrested the Walmart neighborhood market, responding to calls of a potential active shooter in the store. Afterwards, police say they believe Andreychenko didn't want to kill anyone. He just wanted to cause chaos and make people run and get scared. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told journalists his intent was not to cause peace or comfort to anybody, that was in the business here. In fact, he's lucky he's still alive, to be honest. Yeah, because somebody would have shot him. So Ondrejchenko seems to have been making a video of himself as he was walking around the store. This is according to a local TV station. Witnesses say he grabbed a cart, began pushing it around the store. Police said the man was recording himself walking through the store via his cell phone. Now, as you know, we're all on edge because a gunman walked into a crowded Walmart in El Paso. They actually say that was an accident. He stopped there because he was hungry and tired after driving 10 hours. That wasn't his target. But, unfortunately, killed a bunch of people. And so now you have a man in military-style clothing carrying a tactical rifle set, a rifle, and then that obviously set off panic. So store employees pulled the fire alarm, shouted for people to flee. As they did, apparently he starts to follow them outside. In the parking lot, he was detained at the scene by an off-duty firefighter. The firefighter was off-duty and was armed, held the man at gunpoint until police arrived. Again, God bless the police, but a lot of times it takes us before the police could get there, because there's only so many of them, to stop them. And so he was arrested without incident. He seems to be just coming down the hill saying, I'm fine, you know, just arms up. And his arrest was captured on video because a customer filmed him. And the footage shows him walking down a grassy embankment, hands over his head. Off camera, you can hear a firefighter reporting the incident to emergency dispatchers. And then he kneels, turns around, does everything he's supposed to. But again, what the hell was he doing? You know, they say that unfortunately, these mass shootings, you know, people say bad things come in threes. I think it might even be more than that. And they say these mass shootings they want to be copied. They want to be emulated. And people, I guess, who are jerks want to, I guess, have that same fame. And so they say it's contagious. And so the media needs to be very, very careful about, one, bringing up the name of the person. And I did because, again, it's news. It's relevant. You know, people always want to know who. In the media, unfortunately, you can't not always bring up the name because people want to say they're Trump supporters or they're of a certain ethnicity. Or, you know, everybody is all worried about ethnicity, which is profiling. We got to be careful with that. Sometimes you can't tell. I mean, you know, anybody could, you know, decide to, you know, pledge allegiance to any terrorist faction. But unfortunately, scientists who study mass shootings say that a lot of times these incidents occur in clusters, and they tend to be contagious, and they think the intensive media coverage drives the contagion. They said back in 2014 and 2015, researchers at ASU, Arizona State University, looked at data on cases of mass violence, and they found that there would be, like, you know, clusters. They looked at mass shootings, they looked at school shootings, etc. And these high-profile ones, unfortunately, get idolized and are very attractive to people sitting there, you know, in front of their TV going, oh, I could do that, or I could do it better. And I don't understand the thinking. Remember, you can't use your normal logic when you're trying to predict what somebody crazy is going to do. Then you have some people that are considering suicide. They're suicidal. And they're like, well, if I'm going to leave, I might as well go out with a bang and be known. Dr. Peterson interviewed living mass shooters in prison and people she knew as perpetrators, and found that a lot of the individuals who do go on mass shootings, they aren't worried about getting killed. They're already suicidal to begin with. She said 80% were actively suicidal prior to the shooting. That's why I got nothing to lose. This I got nothing to lose attitude is very scary. Now, mind you, okay, in business, you know, and you know, in gambling, a lot of us are like, look, you know, sure thing. And I understand, sometimes certain risks get taken in certain fields. But when we're talking about this, I have nothing to lose. When you have a child or you have, you know, a person you know, a coworker that goes, you know what, I don't care if I get fired. I don't care if I get arrested. Now that's scary. So Dr. Peterson from I believe she's from ASU. I have to figure out. Or she's a criminologist at Hamline University of Minnesota. You know, she said that many times these mass shootings are a form of suicide. They're angry, horrible suicides that take a lot of people with them. The shooter never tends to live. There's never a getaway plan. They just think of this as their last moment. We talked about that on the show as well. They said half of the school shooters she studied died by suicide in their attacks. Some of them either allowed themselves to be shot or shot themselves. So you have depression, you have anguish, desperation, and you have and they're just psychotic. Now, Walmart's been in the news a lot. They're again in the news. Apparently, Walmart is now taking down all violent video games. Still will sell guns, but I didn't know you could buy a gun at Walmart. I guess in some areas. But they are going to stop selling violent video games. Walmart has previously promoted their games in their stores. It's not that they're promoting violent video games. It's like when Battlefront or GTA or what's that one with the cowboy, you know, and Fortnite, and you know these games are popular. It's what the kids play. Walmart is the go-to. If any product is going to be out there that's, you know, made it big, it's going to be at Walmart. So I people need to, like, you know, hesitate and slow their roll on saying, oh, yeah, Walmart's been purposely selling these things. Well, they're not promoting them so much for the violence. They're promoting a product that's popular. And the displays demonstrate the games. They say some shoppers could conceivably mistake the soundtrack of those games for actual gunshots. Oh, yeah, sometimes they play the game in the background. And you hear the... Yeah, that's not good. Walmart and its customers are particularly sensitive to gunshot sounds. Yeah, that's... I would, you know... If you are selling them, that's one thing. But to have the music and the shots, no. So Walmart spokesperson Tara House said, we've taken this action out of respect for the incidents of the past week, and this action does not reflect on long-term change in our video game assortment. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that's huge. People run into Walmart and pick up games all the time. They will also stop playing violent movies and shows on television in the electronics section. You guys, do you remember 40-year-old Virgin? Remember, it was like a Circuit City type of electronics store, and so they had to play something in the background on the TVs. So I forget which, you know, singer they would have play in the background, and I guess one of the, you know, salesmen couldn't stand listening to it anymore. But yeah, you know, you can't sit there and have, well, if I was manager, I would not want like a movie like Deadpool or Ted or something fun and funny on in the background, because then your employees just sit there and watch the movies. You got to have them work. So a memo to store personnel directing a change in policy was first publicly disclosed. So now Walmart memos are now going online. Yeah, don't think anything in your office is private. Everything gets put on Facebook. So, you know, I see what everyone's doing, and, you know, their hearts are in the right place. You know, people want to stop, you know, this sort of violence, and when you look at mass shooters, many of them have an automatic assault rifle, they play video games, they have this sort of, you know, profile, and so people want to try to stop and prevent that, but, you know, I think a lot of our work is going to be in vain unless we really attack mental illness and we really start to do some things that might not be as politically correct when it comes to somebody we think that's going to go off and kill somebody. You know, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you know, I don't want to trample on anyone's rights, but, you know, I think we have a lot of future killers just sitting out there. 1-877-DUCK-VALLEY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump promising leadership to change gun laws to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. He says such efforts have happened before.
But there's never been a president like President Trump.
The president saying as he was leaving the White House to vacation at his New Jersey resort that when lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, he expects there to be action on measures like increased background checks on firearms.
Leadership is doing a really good job. Mitch McConnell, Kevin, Nancy, I spoke with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I spoke with Chuck Schumer yesterday. There's a lot of goodwill about this issue.
And the president also playing down concerns about continued missile testing by North Korea, saying he received a nice letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Woo, the FDA is cracking down. FDA is demanding that four tobacco companies stop selling 44 different flavors of vaping liquid and hookah products that the agency said are being sold illegally. They say the actions come as the agency is trying to crack down on the youth epidemic of e-cig use. The agency on Thursday said it has issued warning letters to Mighty Vapors LLC, Liquid Labs USA LLC, V8P Juice International LLC, V8P. Vape-P? V8P. Something tells me I'm reading that wrong. It says V8, like I should have had a V8, but that's not it. And I never liked the V8 taste. I didn't. They make it look so yummy, and then I would have it. I'm not really good with tomato juice. I love tomatoes. And I like ketchup, but that's because ketchup is sugar, but I'm not really big on tomato juice. And then Hookah Imports, Inc., and they have sought their response within 15 days. Whew! Do not mess with the FDA. Failure to correct the violations may result in further action, such as seizure or injunction. The FDA says the companies have been selling products that were introduced to the market after the effective date of a rule that gave the agency the authority to regulate all tobacco products. Under the rule, any product authorized after that date must receive FDA authorization before being marketed. All right, prices going up, people. The agency gained the authority to regulate all tobacco products in 2016, meaning even though vaping isn't a tobacco product that's included, when the administration changed in 2017, the FDA decided to delay enforcing the laws for vaping products until 2022. Now, FDA Commissioner former one, Scott Gottlieb, moved the deadline up a year to 2021 before stepping down earlier this year. I don't know. People ask me, do I think he did a good job or not? I don't really criticize a lot with the FDA. I don't. The only time I ever gave the FDA some crap is when there was that big Listeria outbreak. Somebody, I guess, from the FDA said, well, we need more staff. And I had read somewhere that they were getting millions upon millions, maybe billions of dollars. And I'm like, well, isn't that your job? But, you know, it sounds like, yeah, I want to kind of take that back. You know, if they are really, you know, sitting here and investigating and watching every single foodborne illness, and just because we don't hear about it doesn't mean it's not happening, I'll cut them some slack. I got to be really, really careful giving government agencies crap. Because, you know, I give the government a lot of crap, and I really need to choose my fights, okay? I need to really, like, pick my fights. Okay, when they do something stupid, I really need to say it, all right? So I'm gonna kind of, that's like my mid-New Year's resolution, all right? If somebody, you know, says something that's worth making fun of, I won't always make fun of it. So they say today's actions make clear that we will continue to keep a close watch on whether companies are breaking the law and will take swift steps when violations are found. Acting FDA Commissioner Ned Sharpless is now in charge. He's acting. The marketing of illegal tobacco products is particularly concerning given the epidemic of youth vaping that we are facing. Okay, well, what's happening is these kids can't get it. They're sending older brother in to buy it, and then they get it, you know, just like with pot. These high schools, they have pot all over the place. I don't know where they're getting it from. But they're getting it. And then people have fake IDs, and fake IDs. Yeah, that's still a big thing with kids, fake IDs. See, I remember once I wanted to go to, gosh, what was it? I don't know if it was Shark Club. So, you know, I grew up in Las Vegas in the, I didn't grow up in Las Vegas. I was in L.A., then Arizona and Vegas, and we moved a lot. But for college, I went to UNLV. And UNLV, that was the time when the Running Rebels were winning the national national championship. They were in the Final Four 2 years in a row. I believe that was 90 and 91. And they were phenomenal. And so rather than the Rebel, you know, mascot, you'd have the Shark, you know, because of Jerry Tarkanian, the coach. Fantastic coach. Fantastic family. I love the family. And so Jerry Tarkanian, was like a hero. You know, he would be sitting there sucking on his towel. We don't know if he had dry mouth or what, but he would just suck on a wet towel. And he would, I mean, he was a master when it came to, you know, Stacey Augmon and Larry. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of Larry's first? Anyway, I forget all the players now. Moses Scurry. Anyway, really, really good players. And so David Rice, Bo Bice. Anyway, so the Shark ended up being our mascot. And so there was a bar called, I believe, the Shark Tank. And it was great because ladies drank for free on Tuesdays. So I remember I wanted to go, and I wasn't 21 yet. So somebody handed me a fake ID. And, I mean, it was ridiculous. I looked nothing like her. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? I was afraid I was going to get arrested or whatever. And so I just flirted with the bouncer or whatever. I don't know how I did, but I got in. And, I never really had to use a fake ID. I mean, I really wasn't cute. I didn't think I was cute. I think some of these places at the time, and I'm not accusing them because I don't remember if that was a place, but a lot of the places at the time, you know, they wanted the crowds and they wanted the people. And so, you know, I kind of suspect that there are places out there that know your fake ID is fake, but they want more women. In fact, you know, it's very interesting. You know, my kid has been in the fraternity scene. And when I went to UNLV, you know, same school as my son now, but the fraternities, the parties were always open. the parties were free. I don't remember having to pay. And there were people outside drinking, a lot of beer. I don't remember a lot of pot in college. But then again, I didn't go to a lot of parties, and I didn't hang out with a lot of smart kids. But I went to a lot of fraternity parties, but it was mostly about beer and, you know, getting drunk and things like that. And now, I guess, there's limits where guys can't go. There has to be a certain ratio to these parties. And women will be allowed, girls will be allowed into the parties, but not guys, unless you're bringing five women. It's crazy. I'm not hearing this from my son. I'm hearing this from everybody. So I guess the guys, these fraternities throw in the parties, they don't want a house full of guys. You know, they're doing it for a reason if they're spending that kind of money. And so, you know, my husband was in a fraternity, you know, back at UNLV also. He's like, we used to charge $5. Anybody who wants to pay $5, come in. I mean, we're making money. But maybe they stopped that. Maybe, you know, the college stopped that. But now it's, you know, if you're a girl, you could come in. I don't know if they check if you're hot or not. They might turn people away. But if you're a guy, unless you're bringing five girls with you, uh-uh. So that's, I don't know, it's a whole new thing. I don't know. I'm kind of blown away at how things are changing. That's discrimination. You got, discrimination will never go away. Discrimination will never go away. Okay, it doesn't, I mean, no matter how hard we try, you know, there's a lawsuit we're going to be talking about a woman who was discriminated against when she was pregnant. You know, somebody getting pregnant, taking off work, all right, is going to stress out the office. It just does. It doesn't mean you should tell her that. It doesn't mean you should mistreat her. But, you know, people are going to be ticked. You taking off sick leave. You taking off vacation. We'll stress people. I tell people, anytime you are afraid that your boss is going to... During the recession, it was really, really bad. I had a lot of patients that had a vacation planned, and they were not in the cut to get fired yet. And every week, groups of people were getting fired. And so they were like, well, what do I do? I mean, I had this vacation. And I'm like, look, it's stupid to give up a vacation when it's well-deserved because you don't want to work overstressed. But the best thing to do is to have the whole team planned out for your being gone. You know, say, guys, this is what I did. All my work is caught up. This is what you need. Here's my phone number. You know, make it look like that it is going to be as least stressful as possible. Now, that really shouldn't be on you. That should be on management. But the truth of the matter is there's going to be stress, and people are going to lose their jobs, and people are going to be idiots, and people are going to be blamed for stuff. You know, if you have to get up and go to the bathroom and unman your post or unhuman your post, right? We're not supposed to use man anymore, which makes no sense because man means hand. But be in your post, all right? That's going to cause somebody to go, oh, gosh, well, please. So, people need to slow their roll a little bit. 1-877, Dr. Allie, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Ron calling from California. I think North California. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad that you're talking about a subject you have talked about before, and that's this vaping, or really it's called electronic nicotine delivery systems, mm-hmm. which is really something else to think about. I'm working with some students out here, which they're developing for after summer their knowwhatsinit.org project, and they're talking about something that's interesting because they've studied.
Wait, Ron, stop for a sec. Stop. You said you're working with students. What do you do?
Okay, what I am, I help them coordinate and find the focus for their research. And right now they're researching, these students. And
Are you like a part of a university? Are you in faculty? Or that's very cool of you. Do you work with the university?
We've worked with different universities right now. We're trying to work with the high school students because when you got 27.7% of mid and high school students using this vaping product, that's mm-hmm. where the interest should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that interest is that they want to know now in the research. They hear all the stuff that's bad for you and all the rest of it. They need to communicate at their level, and they need to communicate at their level to know what's in the products themselves, each individual chemical, whether it's flavored or nicotine itself, which are mm-hmm. toxic substances, poisonous substances. Now, mm-hmm. what happens with poisonous substances? Some of them accumulate in your body. Day after day, you build up an accumulation. This bioaccumulation has a triggering effect for disease such as tobacco would have and their mm-hmm. products and contents. And that's what we have now. We have contents of bioaccumulation in these kids over years, which will result in what? Disease and cancer effects, which will result in what? Increased health care costs for kids that were totally unnecessary to poison or sell poison products to. The issue is not about tobacco. The issue is about selling to kids and to, mm-hmm. and to selling them products that you used what cigarette companies had in kitty drinks, big marketing, used in vaping products today. Mm-hmm. We're talking
so
about
Ron,
something.
Ron,
that was
let
by
me
design.
Ask you something. Ron, yes, so ma'am. I'm working with the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians to reach out to young kids, middle schoolers, because they have the Tar Wars program. But I got to tell you something. I would love your advice. How the hell do you convince a middle schooler to listen to old folks like us? You know, what you just said, I get, and a lot of adults are like, Ron, you're on the money with that. But listen, the average middle schooler is going to be like, we're whack. So how do you convince a kid to listen to us?
Peer to peer, that's the truth of anything. You're not going to get grandma to convince the grandkid or the parent. You're going to get the peer group to tell them, I don't want you to have mouth sores. I don't want to kiss mouth sores. I don't want a relationship with someone. I don't want to be in a classroom where you're vaping and putting that stuff in my body or
Amen.
My girlfriend's or boyfriend's body. It has to be peer to peer.
Amen. That's the way to do it. Amen. So good. Well, I hope you guys, you know, have success. I love that you're working with students and stuff. You're right. It's, you know, but you know, here's the other thing too. You know, the average kid's like, wait a second. Mom's putting on makeup. Mom's putting on body spray. Dad's putting on aftershave. Dad's putting on cologne. These kids look at us spraying the windows with Windex, washing with detergents and Tide Pods. The kids don't get why their chemicals that they're putting in their mouth that tastes like strawberry is bad, whereas we're putting this god-awful aftershave on us, and it's not. So, I mean, maybe we have to just also, as a society, kind of have an approach. I talked about this the other day, of maybe kind of going less chemicals. And I'm not saying all stink and not use deodorant, but, you know, I mean, we bathe ourselves in chemicals all the time.
You're 1,000% right, but that's why you need to know what's in it, and what these kids focus on, knowwhatsinit.org. It's not what's just in vaping. It is a platform for young people to understand what's in all consumer products and why science hasn't adjusted it where you don't have to add additives that are toxic, poisoning to humans and animals and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go after industry. Industry is the one that's at fault. And industry is led by what? Regulations that minimize toxins in it. Why, when you buy a can of any kind of food, you don't see a toxin necessarily in it. But below the regulatory levels, you may have small amounts
yep.
and bioaccumulate.
Absolutely. Well, just like these plastic bottles. You know, we eat a lot of things out of plastic, and they say the BPA, you know. No, you're right. Ron, as usual, you've called before. Thank you, man. Right. Good luck, and keep up all the good work, all right?
Thank you.
Bless you, man. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, yeah, he hit the money on the mark. I mean, the problem is, you know, we had a very, very successful campaign with Tar Wars through the American Academy of Family Physicians and the NAFPE and going to schools and talking about smoking. But a few years back, I'm like, wait a second, okay, the kids aren't smoking anymore. It's going to be all about vaping. And I'm like, how the hell are we going to compete? You know, I mean, I'm a doctor, and that's what we do. Doctors will go out and talk to kids, and you'll have some smart kids out there. You'll have some smart kids going, you want to know what? A doctor says it's bad, it's bad. And I got to tell you, my kids, thank God, weren't stupid. You know, my kids, you know, maybe they tried it and didn't tell me, but they don't actively vape. And they're like, I really don't want to put the crap in my body. I'm like, thank you. Because, I mean, you know, face it, we all did stupid things when we were kids. I tried cigarettes, you know, we drank beer. I mean, you know, you think you're infallible. You don't think anything's going to happen to you. But maybe, you know, maybe I as a doctor did scare him a little bit, or maybe it's because dad, you know, is their dad, and so they got some smart genes. So there are smart kids out there, and I don't want to say, you know, teenagers are, you know, dumb or whatever. You know, there are some kids out there that say no, but you have a lot of them that really don't give a heart and doot. You know, there's a kid right now that I know that, you know, is very, very open about, you know, his pot smoking. Parents don't know what to do. They really can't get a lot of help, you know, from the state because they're like, well, it's legal. And, I mean, you know, kids, you know, they're almost of age. They're, you know, what are we supposed to do? And, you know, parents are like, how do I get my kids off this? How do I convince my kids? So you need to find peers. But the problem is the average student, whether they're in student government or glee club or whatever, you know, they might be able to attract the young new freshmen going, okay, well, you know, I want to be cool, and they're telling me something, so I'm going to listen to them. But the average kid going, no, you know what, student government is whack or whatever. They, you know, unfortunately, they think that these kids are, you know, pseudopods of administration. And, you know, it's interesting. I hear that a lot. You know, I hear people, they go, you know, once you go into student government, you turn. And, I love all students. I think all students are great. And I love seeing student leaders. But these students have to start becoming politicians. And they have to start getting votes. But they also have to please their bosses. They have to please the powers who be. So they're now in a position of representing the people or pleasing the power that be. And then they got to make a judgment call. And if they're smart, right, you know, they choose themselves. And they make sure they get through school. They make sure they keep their office. And they make sure they get through, you know, because, you know, it's really hard to be a martyr, you know, not literal, figurative, you know, and do as well in school. But, man, if you're in student government and on the yearbook and into journalism and do the school paper and all that, and you got teachers behind you, you got a little cloak of protection. You know, I never got involved in that. I kind of wanted to have a cloak of protection because I always got in trouble. You know, we used to get spanked in school. I'll talk about that later. And, you know, I used to get called up, you know, Dolly, you know, bad girl, get up here. And, you know, you get spanked. And I, you know, I was like, you know, I would really love a teacher to kind of, you know, really love a teacher to kind of, you know, stick up for me. But, you know, speaking of students, okay, this is interesting. Apparently we have another gaffe from Joe Biden. Okay, this just came over my desk. Joe Biden, Vice President, 2020 Democratic Party forerunner, as you know, made another gaffe. Apparently he told a crowd in Iowa that poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids. Whoa. As you know, he sent the wrong text number when he was at the debate. And he quickly corrected himself after some applause and crowd at the Asian and Latino Coalition PAC. He says, wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, right, think before you speak. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.